Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Erev and Daf Mem Zayin. We left off on Daf Mem Vav and Beis, six lines from the bottom of the page. Ella Mei Hadi Tanan. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children. Also anonymously for a Gemar Chasima Tova for all of Klal Yisrael. Also anonymously Le'ila Nishmas Ari Fold Hashem Yimkom Damo on his second yard site. Also by Charles Gershbaum Le'ila Nishmas Rav Moshe Shraga Ben Rav Nassan Alav Shalom Moshe Weiss, whose yard site is tomorrow. And also by Lou and Judy Tiger Le'ila Nishmas Pesha Bastraga Faival Allah Shalom, Paula Klempner, Judy's mother, whose yard site is today, the Neshama Shalom Haven Aliyah. We thank these sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So we're in the middle of discussing, and it's going to take us through the entire Amud Aleph to discuss Rav Mesharshia's comment. We gave all these Klali HaPsak that when this one argues with that one, we always pass them like this one, Rameir, Rabbi Yossi, Rameir, Rabbi Yehuda, and what these rules of Psak are. And Rav Mesharshia had said, we don't hold them in any of these Klalim. These Klalim are all rejected. So we tried to find out what's his basis for saying that these klalim are rejected. So we had one suggestion yesterday. Today we're going to have five more suggestions of where we find that these klalei apsak are in fact rejected. And then on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to discuss whether cheftzei nachrim are kona shvisa, objects that belong to non-Jews are kona shvisa, and we're going to try to compare it to cheftzei hefker. We had a machlokas in our Mishnah about cheftzei hefker. So are cheftzei nachrim the same thing as Cheftzei Hefker? So that's the second topic in the daf, and that's it. Those are the two topics of today's daf. So let's begin. Elamei Hadetanan, six lines from the bottom of the page on daf Mem Vav Amud Beis. So again, still trying to prove that what Mesharshia said, that we don't paskin like these klalim. So Elamei Hadetanan, Ir Shal Yachid, if you have a city that typically did not have 600,000 people, and therefore didn't have a full din of Rosh Hasharabim, so the people who live in that city were eligible to make an Erev Chatzeros for the entire city and make it a single Chatzer to be Matir Tiltul in the entirety of the city, and then new people moved to town, Vinasis Shal Rabim, it became a city of Rabim where you now have 600,000 people. So Ma'arvin Eskula, you're allowed to continue to make an Erev through the entire city without excluding any part of the city from the Erev. Rashi points out, obviously this has to be where there isn't, it's still not actually Rosh HaSarabim because it doesn't have the dimensions of Rosh HaSarabim. It doesn't have a rechava, it doesn't have a town square that's 16 amos wide, but it has the number of people that would make up a Rosh HaSarabim. You're still allowed to make an Erev in the entire city, but Shal Rabim, but if you had a city that had Shishim Ribo, and you were therefore not allowed to make an Erev in the entirety of the city, you would have to leave something out of the Erev. So Vinas is Shal Yachid, and then the city became a city Shal Yachid, meaning the population went down, Ein Ma'arvenes Kula, you still may not make an Erev of the entire city all at once, because people are going to make a mistake and they're going to think that you're allowed to make an Erev even when it's Shal Rabim. Elim kein osa chutzala, unless you exclude from the Erev ki ir chadash shav Yehuda, something, an amount of space that's the size of a new city in Yehuda, sheish b'chamishim dirun, which is an amount of space that 50 people could live in. Divir Rabbi Yehuda. That's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Now, unlike most sugyas in Shas, where what we're looking for is the content of the machlokas, over here our primary sugya, our primary topic is not what the specific details of the machlokas are, but who the people are that are voicing their opinions, right? So the point is that that's Rabbi Yehuda's shita. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon disagrees, and he says shalosh chatzeru, shal shnei batim. Yes, you need to exclude something from the Erev. How much do you exclude from the Erev? Three chatzerus, two houses in each chatzer. Vamrav chamburger yamrav halacha k'Rabbi Shimon. We paskin like Rabbi Shimon. So you see, you have over here Machlok Shemidah, Rabbi Shimon, we paskin like Rabbi Shimon. Man Palagalei, Rabbi Yehuda. Who's the one that argues on Rabbi Shimon? It's Rabbi Yehuda. But according to the Klalei HaPsak, you're supposed to paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. So you see, this is a raya that we ignore the Klalei HaPsak, that you're allowed to paskin against those Klalei HaPsak. That's the raya to Rav Mesharshia. Says Mar, nah, umay kushya. Why is that a raya? Dil mahachanami, hecha di itmar, itmar, hecha di lo itmar. Lo itmar. Omar, maybe when there is a halacha that we have a tradition, Mefurash, how to paskin, so we paskin that way. The klali apsak are when we're not sure, when we don't have a clear mesorah in how to paskin. That's what klalim are for when you're not sure, but when you're sure and you have a tradition, a clear tradition otherwise, so then you paskin like that clear tradition otherwise. In fact, the Ritva was bothered. What was the Gemara even thinking? We already gave this answer to the last Raya, that it's different when you have a clear tradition. So why would we even think to bring a second Raya? So the Ritva has two suggestions. Number one, he says, maybe these Rayas weren't brought in the same Beis Medrash at the same time. These were conversations that were collected from different Batei Medrash, and in each Beis Medrash they only brought one Raya. Once they gave this answer, it worked in all the different Batei Medrash. Or, the Ritva says, it could be that the Gemara is asking further along the same lines, because if you see that it keeps on happening, at what point does it stop being a klal? Meaning, you're going to tell me, oh, whatever it's Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda, we always paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. You give me one exception, it's an exception. You give me two exceptions, is it still an exception? Or do we say that maybe the klal was incorrect if you find enough exceptions? Okay, so that's the second possible riot of Misharshia and the rejection of it. So Elamei Adetanan says, Gemara, let's try to find a third riot of Misharshia. Hamniach is based on Vauch Lishmos Bir Acheres. Person leaves his home and spends Shabbos in a different city. Echa Nachri Vechad Yisrael Oser. Whether he's a Nachri or whether he's a Yisrael, whether he's Jewish or not Jewish, he asks on the rest of his Bnei Chatzer, meaning in order to make an Erev Chatzeros, all the Bnei Chatzer have to be Mishtatif together in the Erev Chatzeros. This fellow who's not there but his house is there in that Chatzer is going to cause problems for everybody else with his lack of participation in the Erev. Divrei Rabbi Meir, that's Rabbi Meir Shita. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Eino Oser. Nah, he doesn't ask for any other Bnei Chatzer because he's not there. So it's a house without a Bailim, and if there are no Bailim of the house, it's not a dira. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Nachri Oser. If he was a non-Jew, he would aser on everybody else, but Yisrael Eino Oser. But a Jew would not aser. Why the difference? Mipreisha in Derech Yisrael, Lava B'Shabbos, because a Jew doesn't travel on Shabbos. So if a Jew went to a different city to spend Shabbos, he's not coming back on Shabbos, because he wouldn't travel on Shabbos. But the guy might still be coming back on Shabbos, and therefore it's still a dira, as far as a non-Jew is concerned. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Afilu Eniach Hesbeis of Halach Lishpo Seis Albita, but also here, even if he left his house and he went to his daughter's house in that very same city, Eino Oser, he still wouldn't aser Shekvari Siach Daito, because when you go away for Shabbos, you go away for Shabbos, even if you happen to be within the Tchum and you happen to come home, but mentally he's checked out for Shabbos. V'amar Rav Chaim Bar Guri Amarav Halach Rabbi Shimon, that we paskin like Rabbi Shimon. Tos Rabbeinu Peretz asks, why does he paskin like Rabbi Shimon? After all, we have another klal in halacha that's not mentioned among the klalim that we discussed yesterday, and that is halacha kedivrei hamachria, that when you have two extreme shitos and one shita that says, sometimes you're right, sometimes you're right. So then we paskin like the machria, like the in-between shita. So over here, what do we have? Either echanachri vechad yisrael asers, or echanachri vechad yisrael eino oser. And then we have a machria. It depends. Nachri versus Yisrael. So shouldn't we always paskin like the machria? So Tos Rabbeinu Peretz says, that klal is a klal that was offered by Rabbi Yochanan. It could be that Rav disagrees with Allah Kedivar Machriya, and therefore this is still a good raya. We'll see the particular roles that Rav and Rabbi Yochanan play in this sugya as we get toward the end of the sugya. So Uman Palagalei, who's the one that disagrees with Rabbi Shimon? Back to our raya in the Gemara, who's the one that disagrees with Rabbi Shimon? Rabbi Yehuda. It's Rabbi Yehuda who holds that if you go to another city, you don't ask her, but if you stay in the same city, you do ask her on the rest of the B'nai Chatzar. So how can Rav paskin like Rabbi Shimon v'amet Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon alach Rabbi Yehuda? But isn't the klal that you're supposed to paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, not like Rabbi Shimon? So where am I kushia? Why is that? Why does that bother us? Dilma hachanam yechadid merit mar yechadulot mar lo itmar. Here we're building our case, as the Ritva said. Here's another example where it seems that we're not following the klal yepsak. And Rav says, no. In this case, we also have a particular tradition of how to paskin. But when there's no particular tradition, then we follow the klal yepsak. So now the Gemara moves on to a fourth raya. Elamei Hadetanan, it's based on another Mishnah that we're going to have later on. A person is traveling on Erev Shabbos. He doesn't have any bread through which to make an Eruv, to be Kona Shvisa using the bread. So he could be Kona Shvisa just by being present, by being there. He can go to the place where he wants to be Kona Shvisa and be Kona Baraglav. Zeu Shamru Ha'ani Ma'ariv Baraglav. And that's what the Chacham meant when they say that an Ani, meaning he doesn't have any bread, he could be Kona Shvisa tfisa just by being there. Beraglav, Meir Omer, Anu Ein Lanu Ela Ani. That's only true for an Ani. Meaning if a person has bread, he's got to use bread, he's got to use food to make an Erev Tchumen. It's only a special dispensation we make for a person who doesn't have any food to spare to use for the Erev, that he's able to be Ma'ariv Beraglav. The Gemara is going to explain later on in a few days from now that a Meir holds Iker Erev Bepas, that the primary institution of Eruv Tchumen was to use bread, was to use food, as opposed to the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda that Iker Erev Beregel, that no, primarily the way to do an Erev Tchumen is by being there. Elamai, it's a heter, they don't have to be matriach yourself that we allow you to use food as well. But a Meir holds, no, Iker Erev is Bepas, we only allow the Erev Beregel when the person is poor. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Echad Ani Ve'Echad Ashir, no, you guy could be very rich also, and still be Ma'ariv Beregel. Lo Amru Ma'arvim Bepas, El Lahakal Alashir Shalo Yetziv Ya'ariv Beregel. The whole idea of an Erev Bepas is only a special kula that you're not going to have to schlep out and be Ma'ariv Beregel. You could send a shaliach and you could bring your pas. So Masne Rabbi Chiya Barashi L'Chiya Barav, so Rabbi Chiya Barav Kamed Rav, they taught this in front of Rav, that Echad Ani Ve'Echad Ashir, that Rabbi Yehuda's Shita, that it doesn't matter whether you're rich or poor. Ramalei Rav Asiyim Banami Halach Rabbi Yehuda, and Rav instructed them and make sure you conclude whenever you teach that we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. So Tarti Lamali, well wait a second, why would he need to go out of his way to say that we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda? Amrami Rabbi Yehuda Halach Rabbi Yehuda. Of course we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. That's the klal. If you have a klal in psak that we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, why do you need to say in this specific case that we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda? So isn't that a raya that we don't have a klal, that we don't follow these klalim, and therefore you need to tell me in each and every circumstance how we paskin? Says Maramai Kushya, Dilma, Rav Lesla Ilahani Klali. That's Rav. Rav said you should make a point of saying we pass on like Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe Rav rejects these klalim, but Rabbi Yochanan disagrees with Rav. And we have a klalim Maseches Beitza that Rav Rabbi Yochanan, Halach Rabbi Yochanan. So we're always going to follow Rabbi Yochanan. So how could Rav Mesharshia reject the klalei Apsak? He can't reject Rabbi Yochanan, and maybe Rabbi Yochanan follows the klalei Apsak. So says the Gemara, a fifth raya. Elabe Hadatnan, how do I know that, how does Rav Mesharshia know not to follow the klalei Apsak? From the following Mishnah. Hayavama lo tachlus v'tsev machu la shlosha chadashim. If a woman's husband died, she cannot do chalitza nor yibum until she waits 3 months to make sure that she's not pregnant, because it takes 3 months to get to the point of hukar ubra for a woman to become recognizably pregnant. V'chein shar kol hanashim, and any woman who is coming off of a previous marriage, whether her husband died or whether she got divorced, if she doesn't need yibum or chalitza, lo yinasu, she cannot get remarried even with just erisin until she waits 3 months, in order that there should be havchana to be able to distinguish if she has a baby 7 months later whose baby it is. So you need that 3 month of gap in between marriages. But echad besulos ve'echad bulos, this is true whether she's a besula or a beula, echad almanos ve'echad grushos, whether her first marriage ended in her husband's death or divorce, echad arusos ve'echad nesuos, whether she was only in arusa or whether she had any Suin, and the arusos are besulos, because the assumption is that an arusa didn't have bia yet. So you think, what do you need to wait for? Of course she's not pregnant. So it must be that there's a low plug that we just make it across the board. So even though the reason of havchana is not shaykh to a woman who hadn't been with her husband, but nevertheless the Tanakhama makes this gezeira that even a woman who was only mu'ureses originally, that she's not allowed to get remarried. Not only that, she's not allowed to do erusin with a new husband until she waits 3 months. Gezeira mishum nesua, that comes to do nisuin. Rabbi Yehuda omer nesua sisarasu arusos yinasu. Rabbi Yehuda says no. The point is that she shouldn't have been with two husbands in a physical way within 3 months of each other. So if she only had erusin on the first marriage, she could do nisuin on the second marriage. If she had nisuin on the first marriage, she could do erusin on the second marriage within 3 months. Chutz me arusa shabiyudim neshulibur gaspa, except for in Yehuda, where they used to be miyachi, they used to have yichud together with their arusos, and then we assume that there's a certain comfort level. We cannot trust that there was no bia before the Knesset L'Chuppah in Yehuda. But other than that, other than in Yehuda, we just go with what makes logical sense, that if she wasn't with her husband, then there's no reason to require a three-month waiting period. Rabbi Yossi Omer Kol HaNashim Yisarsu Chutz Min Almana Mipnei HaEvil. He says that all women are mutter to have Erisin right away. You don't have to make a Gzeira Erisin Mishum Nisuin, except for an Almana. If her husband died, then she's at least got to wait 30 days, but that's a separate din. That's not a din of Havchana, that's a din of Avelus, that she's got 30 days of Avelus. Farmina Reb Lazar lo al be midrasha, and the story is told that Reb Lazar one day didn't show up to the base medrash. Ashke the Rabbi Asi Dava Koyim Amarle, and he found Reb Asi, and Reb Lazar said to Reb Asi, my Amar be midrasha, knew what did I miss today in the base medrash? Amle Yochim Rabbi Yochanan halach Rabbi Yosi, that Rabbi Yochanan said we follow the sheet of Rabbi Yosi. So Machal di Yichida Apolagale, from the fact that Rabbi Yochanan says halach Rabbi Yosi implies that the Tanakam who disagrees with Rabbi Yosi is a das yachid, because if it was a rabbim, we paskin halach Rabbi Yosi mechavei rov, but he would not have paskin halach Rabbi Yosi mechavei rov against rabbim. So says Maria, yeah, we know that it happens to be that it's a yachid that disagrees with Rabbi Yosi, because in Vatanya we actually have a brisa that confirms that. Let's say in her last months of marriage to her first husband, she was never home; she was always going to her father's house. Or there was no shalom bayis and they were never together; they were separated; they were always fighting. Or the husband was not physically able to have tashmish with her; he was a zakin, he was a chola. Or she was a chola. Or akara. Let's say we know that medically she's an akara, zakena, katana, or she's too old to have children, she's too young to have children. Va'ilanis, or she's physically an islandess. V'sheinu yaleled, or for whatever reason she's unable to have children. Maybe she took some sort of medication that causes her to be unable to have children. Or the husband was in jail, so she had no access to her husband. Or she miscarries after her husband died. So in all those cases, you still need to wait 3 months. That's Rav Meir who makes the low plug. He says, I don't care if it was Erisin, if it was Nisuin, first husband, second husband, doesn't matter. Low plug, you always got to wait 3 months. But you see, this brisa attaches a name to that shita, that it's Rabbi Meir, it's a das yachid, it's Rabbi Meir, it's not a rabbin. And Rabbi Yossi, Matel Yaris, Lunasi Miyad, Rabbi Yossi allows Erisin and Nisuin right away in such cases, because there's no low plug. We say we approach it logically. Is there a concern of a previous pregnancy from the previous marriage? So, frankly, Gemara Lomali, why does Rabbi Yochanan have to say we pass like Rabbi Yossi against Rabbi Meir? V'amet Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yossi, Allah, Rabbi Yossi. But one of the Kalei Pesach already is that we pass like Rabbi Yossi against Rabbi Meir. So why would Rabbi Yochanan have to go out of his way to paskin in this particular case like Rabbi Yossi against Rabbi Meir? That's always the Kalei Pesach. Says Rabbi Maikushia, that's not necessarily a raya that we reject the Kalei Pesach, that Rabbi Yochanan rejects the Kalei Pesach. Dilma lafukim in Rabbi Nachman Mishmol, Damar Allah, Rabbi Meir b'gzeirosav. Maybe Rabbi Yochanan is coming to address another call that we have in Pesach, and that is that halach kramer b'gzeirosav, that whenever it's a matter of a gzeira, we always follow Rabbi Meir. So that's why Rabbi Yochanan has to tell us that when you have this stira between two klalei Pesach, number one, that halach kramer b'gzeirosav, and number two, that Rabbi Yossi v'Rabbi Meir halach k'Rabbi Yossi, that we should follow the Rabbi Yossi v'Rabbi Meir halach k'Rabbi Yossi. So it's not a raya, the fact that Rabbi Yochanan went out of his way to paskin over here is not a raya that he rejects the klalei Pesach. Adrabah, it's telling us how strongly he holds of the klalei Pesach, that they overpower a different klalei Pesach. What does it mean, b'gzeirosav, that we pass in Rameh whenever it's a gzeiro? So Rashi over here says b'gzeirosav means whenever he's machmir. That's a little bit difficult. That's not what the word gzeira means. Gzeira doesn't just mean whenever you're machmir. So Rashi further refines it in Ksubas Daf Nun Zayin Amud Aleph, where he says b'gzeirosav b'davar shu machmir al dvar Torah b'isr v'heter al yidei gzeiras divrehem. That a gzeira means something beyond the Torah law. Not just that he has a machmir shita and how to interpret Torah law, but that the Chachamim built a gezeira around the Torah law. That's how Rashi explains what gezeirosav means. Now, it's not abundantly clear in the Gemara what Rabbi Yochanan is coming to do. When Rabbi Yochanan says that, you might have thought halach rameir b'gezeirosav, that's why I have to tell you that we follow Rabbi Yossi. Does he mean to say that Rabbi Yochanan completely rejects halach rameir b'gezeirosav? Or no, that when there's a conflict between halach rameir b'gezeirosav and Rabbi Yossi, halach Rabbi Yossi, that we follow the klal rameir Rabbi Yossi, halach Rabbi Yossi? From Rashi, it says, "Va'asra Rabbi Yochanan la'afuke l'deshmuel miha dibaha." halacha k'Rabbi Yossi, which makes it sound like he's moda everywhere else that we'd follow Rabbi Meir b'gzeirasav. It's only over here that we paskin like Rabbi Yossi. That's the ha'ara that some of the achronim have. Okay, says the Gemara now. Elamei hadatanya. What's the base of Mashashia? Last try to find where we see that you don't follow the klalei p'sak. Holchem yirichal nachrim, that a person is allowed to go to the yirid, the celebration where they have a yom shuk in honor of their holiday for goyim, v'lochem mehen, and you're allowed to purchase from them behema v'avadim shvachos batim sadlus ukramim v'kosev u'malabar koshal, and you can write shtaros for these purchases, and you could have them these shtaros certified in their courts, even though you're giving chashivos to their courts by doing this, and you have to be choshish that maybe they're going to go be molded to the avodah zara. You're still allowed to do that mipnei shukamatzel miyadim, because you're saving all of this wealth from the goyim, because if you were to not sign it with their own documents in their own courts, then they may come to challenge the entire sale, and they'll confiscate, they'll get their stuff back from you. Not only that, if the buyer is a kohen, he's allowed to go to chutzlaretz, which normally we assume chutzlaretz has tumas eretz ha'amim, a tumah midrabanan. In all of chutzlaretz, the kohen is allowed to go through that tumah to the tumah midrabanan, lodim la'arar iman, in order to have a dintara with them and to fight with them over. Shem shematami b'chutzlaretz, kach matami beis hakvaros. Just like matami in chutzlaretz, so too he could be matami in the beis hakvaros. Says Gemara, beis hakvaros al gadaitach. He could be matami mamish in the beis hakvaros. That's tumadoraisa. How could you say such a thing? That's a tumadoraisa. Certainly we can't allow a tumadoraisa. Ela beis hapras rabbanon. No, when we say beis hakvaros, we don't mean beis hakvaros. We mean beis hapras midrabbanon. We mean a tumah midrabbanon that it was a sada shenechrash b'kever, and there's a chashash that there may be an etzem kisaora somewhere. That's a tumah beis hapras midrabbanon. So the brisa goes on. Umetami lisa isha v'lil matorah. A person is allowed to be metami himself. A kohen is allowed to be metami himself in order to find himself a wife or to go learn Torah. Am Rabbi Yehuda emasai b'zmancha ein motzei lilmod avol motzei lilmod lo yitame. That's obviously if he has no other option. But if he has another option, then he should not be metame. Tosos in Maseches Becharos points out or discusses whether this heter is only by lima Torah or nesias isha or for all divrei mitzvah. And these are just two examples of a dvar mitzvah. Or do we say no? These aren't just examples. These are the ultimate lilmod Torah v'lisa isha. That's they're a very great sorach for a person to be able to live a normal life, and that's when we allow a kohen to be metame. Rabbi Yossi Omer, af bezman shemotzei lilmod, nami yitame. Even if you have other options without having to be metame yourself, you're able to find a rebbe to learn Torah from. You're still allowed to be metame to go learn Torah where you want to learn. Because a person is not zocha to learn from just anybody. Sometimes you have a particular connection to a rebbe, or say you have a rebbe. The way Rashi points out, you have a rebbe who knows how to explain things clearly, how to be melamed b'derech katzara, how to teach with brevity, and like the Gemara says at the beginning of Pesachim, a person is supposed to do. And the local rebbe may be great talmidei chacham, but you're not connecting and you're not chapping, you're not understanding with clarity exactly what they're saying. So you're allowed to go be metame to learn from such a rebbe. V'am Rabbi Yosi, Maisa b'Yosef HaKohen, Shalach etzal Rabbi l'tzaydan, l'lma Torah. Yosef HaKohen went to a place called Tzaydan to go learn Torah, even though there were other people that were able to teach him in Eretz Yisrael. So you see that you're allowed to be metame b'tumas ha'amim in order to learn Torah. This is a discussion. The Radvaz writes in the Tshuva that just like we have such a concept when it comes to limud Torah, we have such a concept when it comes to tefillah. That ein adam lomer el makom shlibo chafetz, ein adam espalel el makom shlibo chafetz. That it's not only about limud Torah that a person needs to connect with the Rebbe, but being around people that you're inspired by inspires a greater level of ruchnius, inspires a greater connection to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So sometimes a person wants to daven together with his Rebbe. A person wants to daven in an environment of people that he's inspired by, and that also is something that is of great value. In Pesachim Tshuva, he quotes from the Chamudi Daniel in Yerdei Simin Reish Mem that if someone wants to go daven in Beis HaKnesses where they daven with more kavana, and his mother says, "I don't want you davening in that shul. I don't like the rabbi. I don't like the shul. I don't know whatever she does." You don't have to listen. That's an exception to the mitzvah of kibud av v'aim. That's the famous Truma Sadeshin, that learning Torah also. If a parent says, "You have a yeshiva here. What do you need to travel to somewhere dangerous to go learn in Eretz Yisrael? I don't know. I'm worried about the corona outbreak there, or about rockets or whatever. whatever the concern of the day is, that if a person, why can't you just learn yeshiva here? If a person feels that that's where they're going to be able to learn Torah, then it's this Gemara that the Trumas Hadeshon is based on, that you're allowed to go learn Torah. It's an exception to the mitzvah of Kibbut Aveim. Va'am Rabbi Yochanan, but our point again is not about the content of the Machlokas, but about who the people are. Va'am Rabbi Yochanan, halach Rabbi Yossi. And Rabbi Yochanan says, we pass like Rabbi Yossi. Of course, halach is like Rabbi Yossi. It's a klal in psak that we pass like Rabbi Yossi. Some Rabbi Itzrich. I might have thought that the klal is only for Mishnayis but not for Brysos. Kamash Malon. The Acharon explained, the Hava meaning to say that it's not for Brysos. If after all, if Rabbi Yossi is right whenever he argues in a Mishnah, why wouldn't he be right in the Brysa? Is that maybe the Brysos aren't as reliable in terms of the attribution. That maybe the Brysos confuse the names sometimes. So as Shitas Rabbi Yossi, as it appears in a Brysa, I might have thought is not so reliably Rabbi Yossi. So Kamash Malon, that the klal applies even in the Brysa. Ella Hachi Kamar. So what did Rav Misharshia mean when he said Lasu Lani Klali? We have no raya that we reject these klali apsak. So Hani Klali Lav Divrei Akol Ninu Dar Rav Lasay Hani Klali. Now all Rav Misharshia meant to say is that Rav doesn't accept these klali apsak, but Rabbi Yochanan, who we in fact paskin like, does accept these klali apsak, and that we already discovered back on raya number two that within Shitas Rav these klali apsak aren't necessarily accepted, but within Shitas Rabbi Yochanan they are accepted. Good. That's sugya number one. Amar Rabbi Dimashmal, Cheftzei Nachri and Kona Shvisa. Objects that belong to a Nachri are not Kona Shvisa where they are. So if a Jew borrows Kalim from a guy on Shabbos or in Yom Tov, the Jew can bring him wherever he is allowed to go. So the man, Ilem the Rabban, if we're following the sheet of the Chacham about Cheftzei Hefker, where the Chacham hold Cheftzei Hefker and not Kona Shvisa, so Pshita, Hash Cheftzei Hefker, the Lasu Bailim in Kona Shvisa. If Cheftzei Hefker, which don't even have a Bailim, are not Kona Shvisa. Chefzei Nachri dislu bailam ibai. You need to tell me about Chefzei Nachrim that they should be the Nigra after their bailam. And just like the Nachri doesn't have a din of Shvisa, so Adraba, his Chafatzim, of course, should not have a din of Shvisa. Ella alibit Rabbi Yochum and Nuri. Now, this Kiddush must be within the Shita of Rabbi Yochum and Nuri. The Kamash Mala, name or Dam Rabbi Yochum and Nuri, Konin Shvisa, Hani Mil Chefzei Hefker dislu bailam. When does Rabbi Yochum and Nuri say that an object is Kona Shvisa? That's when it has no owner at all. So it's Hefker, it's Kona Shvisa, wherever it is. But Chefzei Nachri, which have a Bailim, and the Bailim himself is not Kona Shvisa, so of course the objects are not Kona Shvisa. Just like the Bailim is not Kona Shvisa, his objects are not Kona Shvisa. So Meisvei, the Gemara challenges Rav Shimon, Elaz Romer HaShoel, Klim and Anachri B'Yom Tov. A person borrows a Klim from Anachri on Yom Tov. It could be Shabbos also, it's just more likely that things are going to be moving around on Yom Tov because there's no Isro Tsa'a on Yom Tov. So person borrows a kli from a nachri yom tov, v'chein amashil al nachri kli me'erev yom tov, or your mashil a kli to a nachri on erev yom tov, v'hechziro lo b'yom tov, and he returns it to you on yom tov. So when yom tov started, it was in the nachri's possession. Va'kelim al tzaros sheshavsu b'toch atchum, or you have kelim or al tzaros peros that you put away for long term storage that belong to hefker that are within the tchum. It's not that you put away, but that are there for the long term that were of that city, so they're all kona shvisa b'mekomam during ben hashmashos, and therefore yesh an alpay ma'amel lekol ruach. V'nachri shevi lo peros michutz l'tchum harezu lo yizizim b'mekomam. A nachri who brings peros from outside, you're not allowed to move them beyond dalet amos because they're kona shvisa wherever they were when Shabbos started. So you see from this brisa that chefzei nachri are Kona Shvisa b'mekomam, and that's why they have Alpayim Amal L'Kol Ruach, and that's why if they were brought from outside the Tchum, they only have Dalet Amos. See, I'm Pishlam Ksav Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri Chefzei Nachri Kona Shvisa. If you're going to tell me that Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri holds a Chefzei Nachri are Kona Shvisa, Hamani Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri, then that's perfectly fine. This aligns with Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri. Eli Amr Ksav Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri Chefzei Afkar ain't Kona Shvisa, but if Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri holds a Chefzei Afkar are not Kona Shvisa, so Hamani Lo Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri V'Lo Rabbanan. So who does this Brisa align with? There's no Tana that holds a Chefzei Nachri or Kona Shvisa. So says more, Liolim Ksav Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri Chefzei Nachri Kona Shvisa. Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri really holds a Chefzei Nachri or Kona Shvisa, just like he holds by Chefzei Hefker. And Rabbi Shimon Elazar in the Brisa therefore follows Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri. Ushmuel Da'amar, and when Shmuel said the Chefzei Nachri are not Kona Shvisa, Kirabanan, he was saying that within the Shita of the Chachamim, that Chefzei Hefker are not Kona Shvisa, and Mimele Chefzei Nachri are also not Kona Shvisa. Rishon Shvisa. But you said, why would he need to tell me that? According to the Rabbanan, isn't it obvious? If Chafzei Hefker are not Kona Shvisa, Kol Shkein Chafzei Nachri are not Kona Shvisa, they have a Bailim who's not even Kona Shvisa. So no, Ma'al Detema, Gzeira Bailim de Nachri, Alta Bailim de Yisrael. I'm writing to be more Machmir by Chafzei Nachri, because it's owned by somebody, so I might confuse that for when there's a Bailim de Yisrael. So Kamash Mulan, that's why it has to tell me, that's why Shmuel has to tell me, that Chafzei Nachri are not Kona Shvisa. Ruchia Barav, and I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Chafzei Nachri, Kona Shvisa, Gzeira Bailim de Nachri, Alta Bailim de Yisrael. That in fact, we all the Chafzei Nachri are Kona Shvisa, because of the Gzeira of Bailim de Nachri, Atu Bailim de Yisrael. So it turns out, according to Rabbi Yochanan, there is no machlokas Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. The only machlokas Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri in the Chum is about Chafzei Hefker. There is no machlokas about Chafzei Nachri, whether they're Kona Shvisa or not. By Chafzei Nachri, everyone will be Moda that they are Kona Shvisa. Okay, but Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Hani Dichri. Have a good Shabbos, everybody. So yeah, good Shabbos. We made it through the half hour davening. Didn't fall behind. A Sunday, what's that? 7:45. Okay, yes, regular schedule. Have a good Shabbos.